Step 4. Set a time and place for meeting. Your alliance must be active to do any good. Establish a definite place and time for regular meetings to ensure that you are making progress and dealing with the issues you face. Your early meetings will likely involve fine-tuning the plan you have made for your success, drawing upon the specialized skills of your members. As your alliance matures and harmony grows among the members, you will find that these meetings create a flow of ideas into every member's mind. As you work together over time, more excitement will greet every meeting, and more harmony will arise. Think about a group of sales reps brought together for a conference. They may arrive in general agreement about their goals, but a day or a weekend spent reinforcing their determination, listening to and incorporating their suggestions for the plan at hand, will send them away fired up and eager to achieve their goals. Do not let the regular meetings take the place of frequent contact between the members. Telephone calls, notes, and even conversations in a hallway will keep the alliance primed for action when it meets in full, so that sudden developments can be addressed quickly. Maintaining your alliance. The harmony of your alliance is built upon the mutual agreement on your definite purpose. But like any construction, it must be preserved with diligent work. That work will be your task as its leader. Your attention should focus on 4 areas. Confidence. Confidence is reliance or trust based on proved fidelity, which means faithfulness to duty and loyalty to obligation. As the leader of the alliance, you must inspire confidence in your members by your dedication to your definite major purpose. You must also insist within the group on confidentiality. Often it is harmful for members to discuss the purpose of the alliance outside the group. Some people can give away a secret without a moment's thought. You don't need them in your mastermind alliance. Understanding. All members of the group must possess a complete knowledge and comprehension of the nature, significance, and implication of a situation or proposition that the group faces. You may employ specialists to heighten your understanding of various fields, but every person involved must be able to deal with the core issues of every decision. And before a decision is made, each member of your group must be convinced that it is a good decision, one which he or she can support wholeheartedly.